I'm Todd Brommelkamp with today's KGYM Sports View. Major League Baseball is coming to Iowa. No, the Minnesota Twins aren't playing an exhibition game against the Cedar Rapids Colonels anytime soon. You're probably aware Thursday Major League Baseball announced the Chicago White Sox and New York Yankees would be playing a regular season game in Dyersville during the 2020 season. Dyersville, Iowa. Population 4,220. It's also the home of the Field of Dreams movie site, which is the hook for bringing Aaron Judge, Giancarlo Stanton, and company to the Hawkeye State. Few details about the game are known at this point in time, but I'll tell you two things. One, it'll be great for the state of Iowa, and two, I'm glad I'm not in charge of the logistics. A temporary stadium seating 8,000 people will be constructed adjacent to the original movie site, meaning MLB has 1 year to build a playing surface that fits its rigid standards, as well as a structurally sound seating bowl. It's been a while since I've been to the movie site, but I seem to recall parking for 800 would be an issue, let alone 8,000. And how do you transport two professional baseball teams, their staffs, and countless media members to the middle of Dubuque County with minimal inconvenience along the way? These are questions MLB will certainly be addressing in the coming weeks and months. Again, I'm glad I'm not in charge. They've played games in other unique venues. The Cubs and Pirates will play in Williamsport, Pennsylvania, the home of the Little League World Series, later this month. In 2016, the Braves and Marlins played a regular season game on a military base at Fort Bragg in North Carolina. The game, by the way, will be broadcast on Fox to a national audience. A lot of fans have noted the White Sox are one of six MLB teams blacked out in a state that doesn't actually have an MLB franchise, but the game won't likely be subject to the league's strict blackout policies. Tickets won't be available for a while, and getting your hands on some will likely cost you quite a bit of money. Many people will say it's worth it and then some. After all, it's not every day Major League stars play a real game in your backyard. Unless, of course, you're old enough to have witnessed the Waterloo Hawks during the 1950 NBA season. I think it's safe to say MLB will go the distance to make sure next year's event is a home run. After all, if you build it, they will come. And they'll be paying a lot more than $20 to have a look around.